This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and your tushies do too. No matter what kind of butt you've got, you'll feel comfy while your baby's mushy little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Get your baby butt in the best-fitting diaper. Huggies Little Movers. We got you, baby.
Tonight, two Americans are back in Israel after being held hostage by Hamas for nearly 2 weeks. What we're learning about their conditions and what their release means for about 200 men, women, and children still held captive in Gaza. Here are tonight's headlines. The new details about the mother and daughter freed tonight and how Qatar played a role in securing their release.
We continue to be so happy and thankful for Natalie and Judith coming out of the hands of murderers.
The border crossing in Gaza remains closed. Aid stuck in Egypt. Tonight, the protests across the Middle East and turning violent in the West Bank.
The fury here is not only aimed at Israel, but also at President Biden, who these protesters say have given unconditional support to Israel as it continues to bomb Gaza.
A manhunt is underway here in Maryland after a judge is shot and killed outside his home, amid a growing fear for the safety of judges across the country.
Why a New York judge is threatening Donald Trump with jail time.
Guilty.
As another co-defendant could testify against the former president in the Georgia case. Three strikes, he's out. Jim Jordan loses a third vote for Speaker of the House.
Half of Congress remains paralyzed. The latest nominee to be House Speaker is rejected by dozens in his own party.
Tens of millions of Americans face a wet weekend where the nor'easter is headed.
Good morning, guys.
And we go on the road with a grandma spreading love and building community with the most important meal of the day.
She's just like a built-in grandma to all of us.
She really cares for us.
We benefit from her. She benefits from us.
It melts my heart.
And thank you for joining us. We begin with breaking news out of Israel. We are learning new details about the two American hostages who are free tonight after being held captive by Hamas for nearly 2 weeks in Gaza. This is the first photo of a mother and her teenage daughter taken just moments after they crossed the border into Israel and into safety. Natalie Renan and her mother, Judith, who are from the Chicago area, were in Israel to celebrate a family member's 85th birthday. The 17-year-old's father tonight telling CBS News his daughter is doing okay. This picture just released shows President Biden speaking on the phone with them, saying they have the full support of the U.S. government as they recover from the unimaginable. There are still about 200 hostages from 40 countries being held in Gaza. And tonight, the border crossing with Egypt remains closed despite an agreement to allow much-needed humanitarian aid into the region. The Secretary of State saying he expects we'll, quote, see that moving soon. We have team coverage tonight, starting with CBS's Charlie Daggett in Tel Aviv. Good evening, Charlie.
Good evening to you, Nora. An Israeli spokesman said tonight the two women are safely in the hands of Israeli troops. Personnel from the Red Cross helped escort them from Gaza into Israel. Relatives of other captives here welcomed the release, appealing for more hostages to be freed.
Judith Renan and her 17-year-old daughter, Natalie, had come to Israel to celebrate the 85th birthday of Judith's mother. Israeli officials say they were kidnapped by Hamas gunmen from the Nahal Oz kibbutz, not more than a few hundred yards away from Gaza, during the militant group's murderous rampage on October 7th.
These two Americans are now safely in the hands of Israeli authorities in Israel. We welcome their release. We share in the relief that their families, friends, and loved ones are feeling. But there are still 10 additional Americans who remain unaccounted for in this conflict. We know that some of them are being held hostage by Hamas, along with an estimated 200 other hostages.
Meyer Hecht is their rabbi in Evanston, Illinois.
This news that Judith and Natalie have been released from the hands of Gaza Hamas terrorists is overwhelming. And really, we have this tremendous gratitude to God.
The breakthrough came tonight when Hamas announced it was releasing the two Americans on humanitarian grounds, following negotiations through Qatari mediators. Later confirmed by the Israeli Defense Forces spokesman, saying they are within the territory of Israel and in the arms of the army. U.S. officials say a small number of Americans scattered and hidden away amid catastrophic destruction and violent chaos in Gaza. Today, a symbolic ceremony was held by family members in Tel Aviv, 203 empty seats at a Shabbat dinner their loved ones may never join. Getting the hostages out alive during a major ground invasion is a challenge not seen on this scale here before.
It's a war zone.
Yeah, it's different than other hostage-taking scenarios. This is a different sort of scenario. This is a war zone.
Doron Avital is the former commander of Israel's elite special forces unit, Sayeret Matkal. Extracting hostages in the middle of an active war zone is the last option.
You're going to have troops that are moving in, troops that are coming under fire. You're going to have booby traps, tunnels, snipers. And within that scenario, you're going to have...
I think it's a major challenge, and a challenge that Israel never encountered in the past.
He told us in the event of a full-scale invasion, specialist hostage teams would actually work in tandem with invading Israeli forces. But even then, the hope is that negotiations would still be taking place on the ground rather than trying to rescue the individual hostages by force. Nora?
You know, Charlie and I wonder, since those hostages were released, have the airstrikes stopped?
Actually, our colleagues inside Gaza said the airstrikes stopped at about 12:30 this afternoon, about 5 hours before the hostages were released. And as far as we know, they haven't resumed since.
That's a bit of news. Charlie Daggett, thank you. Tonight, there are still around 500 American citizens who remain stranded inside Gaza, unable to escape. This as the border crossing with Egypt remains closed to those looking to flee and trucks carrying humanitarian aid. CBS's Imtiaz Taieb reports from the West Bank, where violent protests continue.
Israeli forces mass along Gaza's northern and eastern borders as it prepares for a ground war. But along the Palestinian territory's southern front, repairs are underway at the Rafah crossing with Egypt as 90 trucks of humanitarian aid wait to get in, and foreign passport holders, including U.S. citizens, wait to get out. Gaza is in desperate need of aid, but as Israel's strikes only intensify, in the south, where more than 600,000 have taken refuge, some are now leaving, saying they'd rather die in their own homes. While in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, stone-throwing Palestinians bitterly confront Israeli forces, who strike back hard. Israeli snipers shot at several protesters. We witnessed at least three, and caught the moment one injured protester was put in an ambulance. Since Hamas's deadly rampage, 82 Palestinians have been killed in the West Bank.
The fury that these protesters have isn't just at Israel and its bombardment of Gaza. It's also at President Biden, who they say is giving Israel unconditional support.
Unconditional support that has allowed Israel to kill in Gaza with impunity, say protesters in Cairo, as they pour into Tahrir Square during a day of rage. There were even massive demonstrations in the war-torn capital of Yemen, Sana'a. In Turkey's largest city, Istanbul, they burnt an effigy of Israel's prime minister and the U.S. flag.
The fear now is that these widespread demonstrations could evolve into a regional war, a war the U.S. could find itself dragged into if it doesn't address the fury across the Middle East as Israel continues to bomb Gaza and gets ready for its massive ground invasion. Nora.
MTS Tayyab, thank you. For more on what impact the release of the American hostages may have on this rapidly evolving conflict, let's turn to CBS Chief Foreign Affairs Correspondent Margaret Brennan. All right, Margaret, you heard Charlie Tagata say the airstrikes have stopped for now. What does this mean for a potential ground invasion?
Well, it is possible that this was part of Hamas's strategy to slow down the potential of a ground invasion. But that's ultimately up to the Israelis. And what diplomats tell me is they are focused instead on really trying to maximize this window of opportunity. They know that they have a short period of time to try to get more hostages out. And they see this as proof of concept. They now know that they can negotiate with Hamas through Qatar. And so they're hoping they can replicate this.
We also heard from the Secretary of State today. There are still 10 Americans unaccounted for, some of them being held hostage. Why did Hamas release this mother and this daughter?
No one's quite sure of Hamas's motivations, but it was noted to me that of all 200 hostages, they were two Americans who reside in Illinois. These weren't just any dual nationals. So why prioritize two Americans ahead of everyone else? It's interesting that President Biden so loudly emphasized his interest in this, even broadcasting parts of that Zoom meeting he had. That's really rare with hostages to up the price on their heads by showing how important they are. But in this case, it may have helped.
Margaret Brennan, thank you. And CBS News will have a primetime special, Israel-Hamas War, The World on Edge. That's tonight at 10 p.m. And Margaret will have more on the evolving conflict this Sunday on Face the Nation. Now to the dysfunction and utter chaos on Capitol Hill. After three failed attempts, House Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan was removed as the nominee to be the next speaker by members of his own party. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports the only thing certain among Republicans is the anger.
For Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, his race to be Speaker, second in line to the presidency, was like quicksand.
Speaker has not been elected.
The harder he fought, the deeper he sunk.
It's time for him to step down. Get somebody with a clean slate with no baggage.
Bleeding support, Jordan was forced to leave the race today, ending a fight that included anonymous threats against Republicans who had voted against him on the House floor. At least three members acknowledged they received threats, and Nebraska Republican Don Bacon reported his wife got anonymous text messages that her husband wasn't a team player.
I think any efforts at any level to try to intimidate or to try to pressure, first, backfire, and second place, are unacceptable and have to be rejected in the strongest of terms.
Jordan denied he or his allies had any involvement in the threats.
Some of your colleagues feel threatened. Is there more you can do to tamp that down?
There's no place for that. We've been totally against that.
Nearly 3 weeks after voting to remove then-Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the House remains stalemated, with Republicans unable to unify behind a successor.
It's astonishing to me, and we are in a very bad position as a party.
Until the U.S. House reopens, the president's request for $105 billion in aid for Israel and Ukraine is frozen. And the earliest they'll vote on a new speaker contender is Tuesday morning. Nora?
Scott McFarlane, thank you. An urgent manhunt is underway after a Maryland judge was killed in the driveway of his own home on Thursday. Police are calling it a targeted attack. The judge had presided over the suspect's divorce case earlier in the day. CBS's Jeff Begays has the new details on this disturbing crime.
52-year-old judge Andrew Wilkinson had just arrived home after work when the gunman opened fire.
His wife and son were at home at the time.
Sheriff Brian Albert is leading the investigation.
This was a targeted attack on Judge Wilkinson.
Police are searching for 49-year-old Pedro Argote just hours before the shooting. Investigators say the Washington County Circuit Court judge presided over the suspect's divorce hearing, granting custody of Argote's four children to his wife.
We have responded to the residents for verbal domestic assaults two times within the last few years, but no criminal record that we're aware of.
Threats against judges have been increasing nationwide. In 2021, federal judges were the target of more than 4,500 threats and inappropriate communications. In Hagerstown, it's unclear if the suspect knew where the judge lived or just followed him home.
We've known him for years.
Mo Kalela lives down the street from where the shooting occurred.
He was always nice to us, always waved to us.
Take a look at the photograph of the suspect that law enforcement is now circulating. He is considered armed and dangerous, and right now investigators believe that he may be driving a silver Mercedes. Nora, we found out late this afternoon that U.S. Marshals are now involved in this intensifying manhunt.
Jeff Pagaz, thank you very much. In another potential blow to former President Donald Trump, a second attorney has pleaded guilty in Georgia's election interference case. Kenneth Cheeseborough admitted to putting forward a fake slate of GOP electors in an effort to undermine the state's 2020 election results. Trump attorney Sidney Powell took a similar plea deal Thursday, requiring them both to testify against other defendants, which could include Donald Trump. The former president was hit with a $5,000 fine and threatened with jail time today for violating a gag order in his New York fraud trial. The judge said a social media post attacking the judge's clerk remained visible on Trump's campaign website more than 2 weeks after he was ordered to take it down. A nor'easter is expected to make this a wet, windy, and chilly weekend for millions in the East. We've got the details next.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
A heartbreaking scene in Baltimore as firefighters held a somber procession for a fellow firefighter who was killed on Thursday. Rookie firefighter Rodney Pitts was 31 years old. Four other firefighters suffered burns battling this intense fire at a row house. Baltimore's fire department, which just swore in a new fire chief, came under scrutiny last year after three firefighters were killed when a burning row house collapsed. Tonight, tens of millions of Americans are in the path of a nor'easter that's moving in. It's expected to bring heavy rain and powerful gusts from Virginia to Maine between now and Sunday, with some areas getting more than 2 inches of rain. Higher elevations could get snow as a blast of cold air hits the region. In New York, this will be the 20th out of 21 weekends where it rained at least once between Friday and Sunday. Spirit Airlines suddenly cancels dozens of flights. We'll explain why next. Spirit Airlines says it had to cancel some of its flights today after it removed 25 planes from service for mandatory inspections. FlightAware reports nearly 100 Spirit flights were canceled today and more than 80 on Saturday. Spirit expects flights to be disrupted for several days, and it's urging passengers to monitor their email and check their flight status on its website. On the Road is next with a lesson in caring like only a grandmother can do.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Finally tonight, they say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. CBS's Steve Hartman found one home where it's good for the body and the soul on the road.
They come together at the crack of dawn from all directions, converging on this tiny house in St. Louis, Missouri, for their weekly Wednesday visit with 66-year-old Peggy Winkowski.
It's raining.
Grandma Peggy brings everyone together. She's just like a built-in grandma to all of us.
She cares for us a lot. She really cares for us.
The students who visit Grandma Peggy attend Bishop DeBerg High School and are part of what they call the Wednesday Breakfast Club. Seeing the spread, you can understand why kids might want to come here. But what isn't so clear is how Peggy got roped into hosting.
The Wednesday Breakfast Club actually used to meet at this diner. Until one day, a kid named Sam Crow said, "You know, my grandma could cook better than this." So the next Wednesday, they showed up at her doorstep.
I'm like, okay. And they came all school year every Wednesday.
That was back in 2021, and it continued merrily until that day when all joy was lost. About a year and a half ago, Peggy's grandson, Sam, a sophomore at Bishop DeBerg, was killed in a hit and run. The boy was beloved. So of course, breakfast was the last thing on anyone's mind. And yet, the very next Wednesday, and virtually every Wednesday since during the school year, the kids have returned to Grandma Peggy's in numbers far greater than before.
Sam would be so proud. Look at what he started.
Everyone coming together for a heaping helping of healing.
It melts my heart.
It's really not about the food. It's just about being together.
We benefit from her. She benefits from us. It's like we feed off each other.
And we're like keeping his memory alive.
Good morning, guys.
Everyone grieves differently, but those who manage it best always seem to blanket themselves with kindred spirits, sharing the burden, teaching each other to laugh again, and building tradition to make sure those memories are as snug and sustaining as a warm meal at Grandma's.
This is the best morning.
Steve Hartman, on the road in St. Louis.
Makes Wednesday so much fun.
We needed that this week. That's tonight's CBS Evening News. We'll see you at 10 p.m. for the CBS News special, Israel-Hamas War, The World on Edge. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.